Joe.
Wonderful to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while for us, but I know it's probably just a blink in the eye for you.
Yes.
So we're just, it's wonderful to be starting back again.
So many questions.
Yes.
So many answers to give.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit of a backlog. Yeah.
Not all available.
No, one step at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know that everyone will be just really happy to get a bit more guidance.
Yes.
Can you say whether we're over the worst of the pandemic now?
No. No, no, no.
Ah, that's too...
Too soon.
Too soon to say.
Yes. I've been told to tell you that the one who comes to you has told you many months and months ago that the problem was not just with this planet.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
It is a wider global thing. I speak hesitantly this time, just to help with the energy in the room.
Ah, yes. Mm. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, we understood it. Understand it. It is all connected somehow, this planet and other planets.
Yes.
Other universes.
Even other universes.
It is. It is all connected. Yes. Yes. 2 weeks your teacher will be here to answer any questions.
Oh, thank you.
I've been told to tell you.
Thank you. Yeah.
I feel a little struggle with this lady's voice, perhaps because she has not used it for a while.
That's true.
That's true. But you're doing very well. It sounds very clear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you all, my dear friends? How are you?
Well, it's a very good question. Should we go round? Would anyone like to start? Well, I could start, I suppose.
I know they're not really shy.
No. For me, it's been interesting and a good time because luckily I live with someone, and so I haven't been lonely like a lot of people have. I haven't been lonely, and so the time that it's given everybody, spending much more time at home and with your own thoughts,
yes,
has been fine, and there have been benefits, slowing everything down, slowing the traffic down and slowing the businesses down, slowing everything down like that. has got people, and me probably as well, to value the importance of a more simple life.
Yes, but you must not forget that laughter helps as well.
Mm.
No matter how dire circumstances are, you must be joyful. You must be grateful that for all that you are given.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the one thing to remember is to be grateful and thankful for what you have, no matter what the promises and the problems are.
Yes. Mm.
Yes. Now I feel serious.
But we've been doing a lot of that, lots of thank yous and
yes.
Yeah, we have been doing that.
But lots of people do not.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm not saying here, but elsewhere.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it actually does uplift me when I feel suddenly like, okay, I'm gonna sit down and send a few thank yous out. And it actually does uplift me a lot.
Yes.
To do it. And even helps me go back to sleep when I'm waking up in the middle of the night.
Ho ho.
But it's true, it has got a bit serious, you know, with people. It's brought people strangely, it was a bit like the Brexit before that. It kind of divided people a little bit.
Yes.
And got a bit serious. Some people believing one thing and others believing a different thing, and not too much allowing each other to believe that in different things. So,
First, I believe you must find yourself. Then you can help others with whatever they are feeling.
Mm.
And so many people, unlike yourselves, are finding life at this moment quite difficult.
Mm.
Mm. Yes.
So, just another little thing to be grateful for, to have the understanding for others. Mm. Whether you agree with them or not, it matters not.
Mm.
But just to find the understanding of yourself, and then the help for others will be paramount.
Yes, because we're all understandable. Everybody has their point of view. And sometimes we're not aware of all of the facts and information. So everybody makes their own choices. But yeah, there's not really a right or wrong. It's maybe some choices are wiser than others. But
you must do what your heart is telling you to do.
Mm. Yeah.
Not your mind, but your heart.
Mm.
If only mankind could understand those words.
Mm. Yes, yeah. Follow your heart. Yeah, that's the key, isn't it? That's your centre, that's your core.
Yes.
Not the little monkey mind that's kind of purely based on logic and reasoning. Your heart is far more than
your heart that. Will always find the true you.
Mm.
The true you,
because the heart has the access to a much much more, it connects with much more information. And
yes,
yeah,
it has the power to awaken the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I don't speak of the human heart. We are speaking of the spiritual heart. heart.
Yes.
This I learned quite quickly when I came to this world. Yes.
Yeah, I suppose it's similar to the sort of, is it in, it must have some similarity with the physical heart, with our physical hearts, but
well, it is part of the human body. It cannot be disregarded. Mm. It is the major part of your lives, the cloaks that you wear. So it must always be treated with respect. But the heart I speak of is the eternal one.
The real, is it like the purest essence of us, the core?
It is the core, yes.
Yeah.
It is the core.
Almost like our higher selves, or?
It is part of your higher self, yes. Mm. Some people experience it while they're in the physical body. Others never do until they come to spirit.
Mm.
And then all is revealed to them.
Mm.
Mm.
Mm. But I must leave you now. I have been pleased to join with you, to use this lady's voice, which I feel is not quite up to what it is meant to do at the moment.
Mm.
But I am Chu, and I send my love to all of you.
Thank you, Chu.
Thank you, Chu.
I know that I am always looking to support you in whatever you may do.
Thank you. Ciao. Ciao for now.
Ciao.
Mm. Mm.